The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You pay tithes of mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier things of the law, judgment and mercy and fidelity. But these you should have done without neglecting the others. Blind guides who strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You cleanse the outside of cup and dish, but inside they are full of plunder and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside of the cup, so that the outside also may be clean." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's our second straight day of woe from the Lord, and I can't ignore the woes forever, okay? I punted yesterday, but I can't punt the woes forever. Okay, there's seven woes that Jesus mentions in the Gospel of Matthew. And what's interesting about the woes is that the first seven woes correspond perfectly to the first seven Beatitudes. So the first Beatitude, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The first woe, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you shut the door of the kingdom of heaven." But what I really want you to focus on today is that he directs these seven woes to the scribes and the Pharisees, the devout and religiously observant people of his time. Now, just a little word of review. Pharisees were a reform movement within Judaism. They were trying to protect Judaism from the foreign influences of Greece and of Rome, and they were helped by the scribes. Scribes were a sect of the Pharisees who wrote down supplements to the law of Moses from their own tradition, okay? But you know, these are the religiously devout and observant people of the time, the kind of people that would show up to Mass on a Tuesday morning, okay? These are the people that our Lord directs his woes to, and why? Okay, here's why. It's because there are spiritual dangers for religiously devout and observant people that worldly souls don't face. Namely, that it's much harder for us to see our own faults because it's so much easier to find examples of small virtue. And we pat ourselves on the back, like the scribes and the Pharisees. It was a good thing that they paid tithes of mint and dill and cumin, okay? It was a good thing that they strained out the gnat. When a Pharisee would pour himself a drink, he would pour it through a linen cloth to strain out the gnat. Now, the gnat, not just for sanitary reasons, but the gnat was the smallest unclean animal in the law of Moses. And the largest unclean animal in the law of Moses was the camel. Okay? But the foundation of the law of Moses was mercy, justice, and faith. So you strain out the gnat, you swallow the camel, you should have been focused on mercy, justice, and faith. Now, Jesus is the divine physician. But he himself says that he can't cure somebody who doesn't even know that he's sick. So what do you do? What do you do? Well, here's where our saint for the day helps us. Okay, saint for the day is Saint Augustine. I've told you about the life of Augustine before. I'm not going to repeat that this year. But understand this. One of the values of Saint Augustine is that he wrote extensively on things so influential that now we just take them for granted. And one of them is the therapeutic value, that is, the medicinal value of suffering accepted in faith. He wrote a book, St. Augustine did, called The City of God, and it was his reflection on the fall of Rome. Okay, so the Roman Empire was sacked by the barbarians under Alaric in the year 410, and when the city was destroyed, there was horrible suffering.
burning and murder and raping and pillaging. And Augustine scratched his head and he said, God, what are you up to? And he wrote his book, The City of God, as a musing for what our Lord does with sufferings accepted in faith. What does he do? Well, he purifies us of our deepest faults, the ones we can't see. So if I ask most people what are their worst problems in life, they'd talk about their family, they'd talk about their finances, they'd talk about their career, they'd talk about their health. Truth is, the worst fault in your life is your sin. And your worst sin is pride. And the trouble with it is just like the scribes and Pharisees. You can't see yours and I can't see mine. It's like a backpack, right? Everybody else can see it, except the one who's carrying it around. So what does St. Augustine tell us? He says, accept hardships in a spirit of faith. He says, why do you expect to travel on a path of luxury to a destination that can only be accomplished by a path of hardship? So you accept hardships in faith, and our Lord, it's a very potent but powerful remedy to our deepest fault. Our Lord is purifying the church, and he's purifying each one of us as well who are willing to walk with him in faith. Let's do so now with the spirit that once filled the heart of St. Augustine. We'll ask for his prayers to help us today. St. Augustine, pray for us.